107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Thursday, June 8th, and it's another great week with Stratford Festival. Let's check in again with Ann Swertfeger. She is on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Ann. Have you had any downtime after opening week? My goodness.
I have not had any downtime. How kind of you to ask.
Well, it's been stellar.
It has been a really fun time. Wow, to be back in that full power mode like we used to be before the pandemic and have a great opening week and red carpet and show. It is fantastic. What a tremendous feeling. And people are coming back to the theaters and they're enjoying themselves and there's good crowds in the city. So it's fantastic.
And great to hear in terms of Casey and Diana. Of course, the folks are certainly enjoying that show, quite a buzz about that show. And we've talked about it. It's in a limited run, but big news in terms of Casey and Diana already.
Yes, it is an absolutely perfect play in my mind. And the critics are echoing that sentiment as well as the audiences. And two performances are being added. So if you haven't seen it yet and you don't have a ticket booked, please look at Friday, June 9th, and Tuesday, June 13th. Those are both evening performances, and really, you would hate to miss this show. It is just incredible. And what a central performance by Sean Arbuckle. Just a magnificent, magnificent new play coming out of our new play development department with dramaturge Bob White working on this one. It's really magnificent.
So again, that's at the Studio Theater with Casey and Diana. Two more performances have been added, June 9th and June 13th. But a reminder, this is a limited run. It's only on through till June 17th. So don't miss Casey and Diana. And we should mention this is Pride Month and Pride Week with Stratford Festival.
That's right. It is Pride Week in the Forum. This year, we've now had a full decade of the Meehan Forum. And this year we're moving towards themed weeks throughout the season. And the first one is Pride Week. So the production of Casey and Diana, of course, is part of that, as is Rent. And Richard II, which is opening soon, is also part of the Pride Month. But we also have a number of great performances and panels and discussions that you can take part in at the Forum. Some of them, one is about HIV, one is about caregivers and advocates, really focusing on the same work that is explored in Casey and Diana. And there's an even more limited performance that begins this evening, and that's The Real Poems by Robert McQueen. This was a play that was commissioned and produced first by Here for Now Theater during the pandemic. Gosh, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but I know I personally missed it because I wasn't in town and was really regretful because I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about it. So I'm certainly going to be there tonight as it does its first performance, and it's on for 3 days in Lazaritas Hall. So I do really urge people to do that. Robert McQueen is a director. Now it's escaping me what musical he directed for us recently, but he did direct a musical over at the Avant Theater for us a few years ago. And he wrote this play about his experiences as a gay man going through the AIDS crisis in the 80s and 90s. So I think that is going to be really moving. And it, as I said, 3 days only, beginning tonight. And then we have something a little funnier. We have Trana Wintour, who's doing the funny Forum Friday. And it's really, there's going to be a special Forum meal as well. Lots of great things happening. So go to the website, have a look at what's on in the Meehan Forum, and get your tickets for Casey and Diana as well. And I think it's a great time to celebrate this first Forum-themed week and to celebrate Pride.
You bet. Events, discussions, and more with Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website. And more shows coming up. More shows and previews, but we've got more openings on the way.
Yeah, we have three more openings at the end of next week, which are A Wrinkle in Time and Richard II and Much Ado About Nothing.
All right. Folks raving about Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, what a wonderful show to take your kids to or your grandchildren. It's absolutely beautiful. A really heart-rending show. You really feel it when it concludes. You know, you really have that beautiful, warm feeling. And it's quite an exciting plot that the children are led through as well, or lead us through, I should say, in the play.
And two more Shakespeare shows, as you mentioned, coming up. One we haven't had really a chance to chat about is Much Ado About Nothing.
Yes, I have seen it now. I saw the dress rehearsal, and it is fabulous. Of course, it's Graham Abbey and Mev Beattie in the roles of Benedict and Beatrice. So, and directed by Chris Abraham, you know, super director. Wonderful production. And the design by Julie Fox on the festival stage, absolutely exquisite. Highly recommend it. This is a real, it's a great Shakespeare comedy romp, but it's, you know, it's got beautiful, deep meaning too. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Okay, we look forward to that. And Richard II on the way too.
Yes, Richard II too. This one is also part of the arc that we're exploring this year in terms of that other pandemic that many of us lived through, the AIDS pandemic. And this one is a new adaptation by Brad Fraser, conceived by Gillian Kiley, who's the director. And it's set just before AIDS starts to come on the scene, just as the gay world is really starting to have a bit of freedom. Set in Studio 54, it really conveys that magnificently, and then the crush of conservatism and of disease that is about to hit that community when they have a flash of freedom for a brief period of history. Really blends well with the story of Richard II. There's a lot of historical notes that he was a gay man, and that is, the theme is really well explored throughout this adaptation.
More great shows coming up, and for Richard II, I guess we should mention there is an audience advisory. It is recommended for audiences 18+. However, of course, they welcome all audiences, as they understand age guidelines are subjective. So, just a note on that with Richard II. What a variety with Stratford Festival this year, Anne.
Yeah. Right. It's really a good season, and it's really nice to be able to be in a position to offer that massive variety.
There you go. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. We've got more shows that are going to be opening, more shows and previews, and take it in with StratfordFestival.ca. Anne Swerdfeger, thanks so much for the details once again, Anne.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.